Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No one will outwork me. No one. I love and I respect you guys. You motherfuckers won't outwork me. Really, the two things I want to say are, you got to be the hardest workers in the room. And don't fuck the opportunity up. Instead of telling you what I think you should be doing, or how you could be better, or I thought, well, let me just speak from the heart, speak from my gut, and really not have anything prepared, but just tell you what's worked for me. And maybe some of the stuff that's worked for me might work for you now, currently, presently, as you guys have your goals and ambitions, NBA championship, MVPs in this room, things like that. But then further on down the line, as you guys continue to live your life. The first thing I would just want to say is this idea and this notion that you could be anything you want and you can accomplish anything you want, right? We hear that. You've heard that from the time you were little boys. You hear that now. You're already incredibly accomplished. You can win an NBA championship, MVP of the league. You could become president. You could become governor. You could be in entertainment. You could do Charles, and you could do Shaq. You could do that. You could do whatever you want to do. You guys know that. The thing that has worked for me is to remember the hard times. So, and I'm sure you guys all have your processes. And again, I'm gonna tell you what's worked for me. So before a big movie comes out, before back in the days when I was wrestling with WWE, a WrestleMania match, anything big that would happen, I would always take a moment and I'd just remind myself, all right, I was evicted when I was 14. We were kicked off the island. We couldn't live in Hawaii. Had no place to live. A lot of shit happened then when I moved to Nashville. I was arrested multiple times by the time I was 16 years old. Like, I remember that. If I were playing on this team, which my, you know, my skills are, what's that term? Oh, the shits. So I don't ever play. But before I lace up, before I get on the court, before I play in these big games, before I go to the Staples Center, where history is there, those are historic walls there at the Staples Center. I would remember that, and it allows me then to be present in the moment and understand, holy shit, the stuff I have around me right now, this is the shit that I dreamed of when I was a kid. I am here. I played for University of Miami, played great teams. Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis, they were my teammates. They were balling. Warren Sapp was playing tight end that time. I was starting defensive tackle. Yeah, they moved him over to D-line. And he looked at me, he's like, yo, dude, I'm gonna take your spot. And I said, you ain't taking my fucking spot. He said, I'm gonna take your spot. I said, no, you ain't. We battled, and he took my spot. Now, you can imagine how that fucked with me, because there goes my opportunity. He went in, switched the defensive tackle, lit the world on fire. Well, what that did, it crushed me, and it crushed my dreams. I had a piss-poor senior year, zero production, no NFL, no combine invite, nothing. Finally went to the CFL. Calgary Stampeders, making $250 a week Canadian. Canadian. I had to send that shit home to my wife at that time. Had no money. So I remember that. When I got cut from Canada, I had $7 in my pocket. And I always tell that story. So now my production company is $7, advertising agency is $7, everything is $7. So I always remember that. What helps me is to keep the hard times in the front of my mind, because it allows me to go into these big moments that I've worked my ass off, and you guys have worked your ass off. It allows me to go into these big moments with a different perspective. What it also does for me, and again, this is what works for me. Like, I keep my back, excuse my language, my back is up against this motherfucker. Every day, it's against this fucking wall. Excuse my language, ladies in the room. But it's up against this motherfucker because it's what I believe in. And when my back is against this motherfucker, then there's nowhere to go. But that way, that's it. So I feel like this could be something, an ideology and mindset that could help you, could, if you look at it that way. Because you made it already. We made it. We're successful boys, and we're lucky boys to be where we're at. Oh, you guys made it. Everybody's rich in the room. Nobody's gonna get evicted anymore. Anything you got, there's no more money problems, right? You got a lot of hands out now. Hey, can I get a little bit? Can I get a little bit? Right, that happens. But when you make it, for me, I need this. I need this. So every day, my back is up against this motherfucker, and this is how I operate. Now, doesn't mean you don't smile. Doesn't mean you don't laugh and joke, quote, right? You're happy. I'm happy.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
I'm a happy guy. But when it comes to business and when it comes to executing, it's up against this. And I got to go that way. And I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not going to stop me. I feel like for me, it feels seamless because you prepared for so long. But it's just like you guys prepping for a game. That's the fun part. That's where it's like, fuck, it's fun, man. People are paying their hard-earned dollars to come see you. They're cheering. They're going bananas. They're booing the shit out of you or on the road. That's fun. That's what you live for. I mean, that's the juice right there. The prep is where the character's made. And I just don't mean the character I play. I mean the character in here. So for me, the prep is getting with the director, getting with the producers, getting with the writers, so in essence, it's like getting with all your coaches and your different position coaches and all the meetings that you have to have, right? So that's the work you put in. The key for me was, where does it start? What's the anchor? What's the anchor? So I could have all these ambitions and you guys have all these ambitions, which is great. It's important. I'll play this role. You'll play that role. I'll execute this thing and it'll come out this summer. You guys will execute this thing during the summer, right? When it's time to really put in a lot more work. But the key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. And the fucking anchor is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me. No one. I love and I respect you guys. Motherfuckers won't outwork me. All starts with this. Two hands, putting it to work. The anchor for me has always been the work in terms of the weight room training. So when I first started wrestling, I was 6 years old, rolling on the mats with my dad. My old man, a lot of you guys will know this. Yeah, Rocky Johnson. My old man was Rocky Johnson. He was the first black WWF at that time. First black WWE tag team champions with Tony Atlas back in 1983. My uncles were the Wild Samoans. I come from a long line of pro wrestlers. But before the wrestling part happened, I was just in the gym putting in the work at 6 years old, rolling around on the mats. And finally, when I could touch weights at 13, that's what I was doing. But the weight part for me and the gym part has always been, has to be the anchor for me, because again, it allows me, what's that? Yeah, yeah. It allows me to keep everything grounded. But then also, you know, look, I think too, yeah, this is crazy. That's what happens. You get the strength coach in here. The beach. Get it in there. I went to Gunner's gym one time. We first moved to LA about a year ago, man. He's like, come here, DJ, look at this thing. He picked this thing up, and I was like, God damn, man, what? And there's a pulley here, and the thing coming out of the fucking garage there. Like, look at this, it feels good, right? Like, I can't. Yes, it feels good. I can't. Look, boys, your body's your body, right? You're young now, you're balling, everything feels good. You have your little nicks and dings and all that shit. You're gonna have that. You're gonna have your surgeries. Hey, we all have it. But eventually, and I promise you this, the one thing that will never, ever, ever go away is you get your ass in that weight room and you put in the work. That's gonna happen when you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. That never goes away. You get on the court, you shoot some shots, but you're gonna wind up right back in the weight room, right? right back in your spot. Film has the gives me the biggest opportunity to make the biggest impact, global impact. I don't want to make small movies. I love and respect our movie business, but I want to make big movies that do well. And when they do well, it's not the money thing, because we have money, right? Money's good. Money's good. It ebbs and flows. It's the idea that I can impact as many people as possible with a big global movie. And when the global movie is touching $1 billion, that sounds good, right? It's good for the bank account. It's good for everybody involved. Everybody's getting their piece of cake. It's great. But what that does do, I know I'm impacting people around the world by giving them some good entertainment, making them feel good, leaving the theater floating. So it's the same thing, right? When you guys have this bigger goal, say, for example, when you become world champions again, as polarized as the sports world is, it's a fucking incredibly inspiring thing, even if they're not fans of your team. Even if they're not fans of your team. So think about that, you know, when you guys do that, the impact that that has, the ripple effect that that has for the city of LA, California, the United States, the globe, little kids. Damn, I want to be that one day. Favorite WWE moment will probably be, I've had a lot of them, man. Got really, really lucky. I think probably the matches I had with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, they were really good, and we just had a real special chemistry. And anytime we got in the ring, it created this kind of magic, and we broke a lot of records and pay-per-view records. At that time, WWE, they were still in the pay-per-view model and the pay-per-view business. They're not now. But that was always cool because we had a goal. Steve and I had a goal, which was let's sell out a stadium and let's break a pay-per-view record. But it was always cool with him because then always, too, you know, he was the kind of guy who, and you guys have this, you have this amongst your team, you have this amongst players in the league, where that guy, former Texas football player, West Texas State down, so he was crazy, but he would push me and we would push each other every night. You know, and the thing that the WWE taught me, which I think you guys can take away and it can apply to a little bit of your practice and your business and your gameplay, is WWE taught me to always listen to the people. You always want to listen to the people. So when I would go out, you know, look, you go out, there's always a lot of ego, and you know, I want to do my shit. And then another wrestler would say, oh, I want to do my shit. And I want to do my finishing move. Let me do my finishing move. I got to look good. I got to do all this. My last match in WWE, I'll share this with you guys too, is that, again, because there's a little bit of takeaway here from all this shit, is I wrestled John Cena. And I went in, I think it was 2013. I went in WWE champion. And we went in MetLife Stadium. We had a record-breaking attendance, which was amazing that night. We accomplished our goal. So I wrestled with John Cena. We had 45 minutes planned for the match. It's nonstop go, right? So your conditioning is tested. And at that time, I wasn't full-time in WWE. I was just doing these spot matches where I was still shooting G.I. Joe, I think, or Pain and Gain at that time. It was Fast and Furious 6 in London. Had to travel in the ring, get all my ring work in, travel back to shoot Fast and Furious, then back WWE Raw, doing those shows, the big build up to WrestleMania against John. We get to MetLife Stadium. It's a big night. This is it. It's game night, right? It's championship night for me. 45 minute match planned out. There's no cut. There's no, all right, well, let's pick it back up tomorrow. You know, it's go time. It's just like you guys in a game. At the 15 minute mark, bang! I feel something pop. I'm like, boom, what the fuck? I'm laying there, and both of us are out. I said, oh, fuck, something's going on. And I stick my hand, that was 85,000 people, right? And we're just laid out like this. I kind of roll over, I stick my hand down in my trunk just to see. I want to make sure that there was no bone sticking out. So if there's no bone sticking out, what the fuck, something just happened. Referee comes over, and he's like, Rock, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm all right. I said, fuck. I get up, I go to step, and I can't step. I can't do this. I have to use my leg like momentum. I gotta do that. So now in that moment, and you guys are gonna have these moments, you probably already had them already, where you're in the game and you're in the thick of things, and you gotta make a decision. What I gotta do? I'm gonna stay in the game, committed to the team, I committed to my team, the whole entire roster, right? And in the world of wrestling, when you have a big show like this and you have a big main event that the entire show is based around, the wrestlers will come up to the two people in the main event at some point all throughout the night in the locker room and just be like, hey, thank you for the house. I appreciate it. Thank you for the house. And what that means is that's their way of saying thank you for drawing, helping draw 85,000 people and putting a lot of fucking money in my paycheck, in my bank account. Thank you for the house. We got a lot of thank you for the houses that night. Bang. This happens, and now I realize I can't move my leg. And I got 30 minutes left of this match. And it's not just, like, fucking around. I mean, these are, like, we got to put on a show. There's a lot of big flying and suplexes and all that. So I could tell the ref says, are you okay? And I have one moment. In this moment, it was a defining moment. I could either tell him, no, I'm done. He'd give the signal, match is over. Or let's keep going. And again, this is a little takeaway for you guys. If you ever have this moment, I'm sure you have. If you haven't, it's coming. We have this decision. And I said, no, let's keep going. I said, how much time is left? He's like, 32 minutes. I'm like, fuck, okay. Rest of the whole match, couldn't move. Doing everything like this. I'm getting scared because I'm thinking, man, well, what happens if I pinch something or something, like, you know, I don't know, your mind starts fucking with you in the moment. There's 85,000 people, your adrenaline's rushing. I'm thinking, man, what happens if I'm gonna lose my leg or some shit like this, if I've just done something to my artery? Final move of the match is his big finishing move. And I remember I'm getting up and I'm turning like this because I have to fall into him. He's gonna hit me with his big finisher. It's like a massive suplex where I go over his head and fucking slams me down. And I remember turning into John, and he says, and I remember thinking to myself, God, please don't let this be too bad. Just take care of me. Take care of me. Bang! I feel boom! Now I don't know what the fuck just happened. Now luckily the match is over. He pins me. 1, 2, 3. Comes in the back. Get to the back, I can't move. Now I'm getting a little nervous. And doctors come in, John comes in, you okay? He comes in, we always like to celebrate with booze. He brings like moonshine, like legit moonshine. It's like crazy white boy shit that they bring, like in a jar. This is moonshine, hey, let's have some moonshine, it's okay. Don't know what's happening. Rush, get on a jet, rushed home to my doctors down in Florida. And get an MRI, find out that I have completely torn my adductor, the top of my adductor and my top of my quad off my pelvis. Yes, really, really fucked up. So it's a very long story to tell you. What I was proud of was to walk out on my own, but not only that, but in this fucking moment where the odds are against you, people are watching, your team's depending on you, you either say, I'm done, or this shit, whatever the fuck is going on, it's temporary, and it may fuck me up at some point down the road. Look, at the end of the day, like again, it's the kind of stuff that I talked about at top is, I have to hold on to my dad in his pickup truck, came down 4 o'clock in the morning, picked me up in Miami from Tampa. We lived in a little shitty apartment in Tampa. He drove down in his little pickup truck to Miami to get me when I was cut from the CFL. I was driving up I-75. I don't know if you guys are from Florida. Any of you guys, if you know, it's I-75 is like, especially down in Florida, Alligator Alley. I'll never forget it. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, well, fuck. I leave home like you guys left home. I'm ready to tackle the world, get after it, achieve my dreams and goals. Fucking crushed by 22, 23 years old. Now I got to move back in with my mom and dad. I played on great teams, though. Wait a second. This is not supposed to be my future. I'm supposed to be in the NFL right now. I'm supposed to be making a lot of coin and buying my parents shit, buying me shit, taking care of my wife, but it never happened. So I pulled out my wallet. I thought, well, let me see how much money I have. I opened it up. I had a 5, a 1, and change. I'm not fucking around. And at least I rounded up to $7. But I thought, God, ain't this a bitch? I got $7 in my pocket. Where the fuck do I go now? What do I do? I can't go back to CFL because the point comes where you hear that voice, big run's over. Like, you're done, right? So I heard that voice. So as Coach was saying, man, I hold on to that shit. I'm telling you, I keep my back is up against this motherfucker. We laugh, we joke, we have a good time. Press is always fun to do. Sometimes you got to make it fun. That's another thing. You got to do your best to make press fun if you can. But my back is still up against this motherfucker. I do not forget it. So the coach was saying, like, you're going to go in through challenging times as a team. You guys are on the come up. You're on the rise. What this also helps me do, and again, it works for me, is at some point, you got to be fucking tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to fucking play angry, and I play angry. Now, I'm cool and calm with my approach, and when I step out on my field, which is a set, or, you know, like, there's some, and you're always going to have haters, and haters are like, well, God damn, man, how many movies are you going to make, or how much shit are you going to do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say, yes, because my ambition, of course, why not? I could do it. Yeah, I love what I do. And not only that, but in what world do we not work every day? It doesn't mean, it's just like you guys in the off season. You got to work every fucking day. It doesn't end. My back is up against this thing, you know, and I started to play angry, by the way, and I still play angry. My last match, Brock Lesnar, transitioned, and I realized if I had to be great at something, I wanted to be great in this world of Hollywood and movie making and producing and entertainment, I had to commit, and like you guys have to commit. Obviously, you commit to something, commit to the goal. So I quietly retired. 2 years later, I thought, what the fuck did I do with my career? Because my movies were not doing well. I was written off. I was like, it was around 2006, 2007. I was like, God damn. I left, I pulled a Jim Brown. I left when I was on top, like number one in the wrestling business. And I left. It was a ballsy, gutsy, some call it stupid move. But I had to commit and I had to follow. It was in my gut. And at that time, I'll share this with you guys. And Will Smith is my boy. And I sat down at that time with the agency I was with. And they said, what do you want to accomplish? I said, I want to accomplish the world. I want the world and I want Will Smith's career, and I mean this respectfully because I know he's here at this agency with us, I wanna do it bigger and better. And they looked at me like I had three fucking heads and they were like, okay. But I still stayed focused and I still had these, still put in the hard work with my two hands, and that's it. And that's what it comes down to with you guys too. You know, look, I appreciate you guys giving me the time. I enjoy this back and forth, rapping a little bit. But the one thing I do want to leave you with is, as you guys know, there's nothing you can't accomplish. You're going to go on, you're going to become world champions. The key for me, what I think one of the keys is, remember where you came from, keep that shit in the front of your mind, and when shit goes bad and it goes sideways, a lot of shit does, you're getting booed out of the fucking building, or you're coming through this injury, or people are you writing you off, oh, you guys ain't gonna fucking make it. You know, any of that shit. You gotta keep it in here. And it really has to, it should drive you. It should. It works for me. It should drive you. You got all the talent in the world. It's all here. It's all here. Everybody's the next best thing. Everybody's the thing. Everybody's the best. It's all here. But goddamn, I wanna do it better. I'd wanna do it better. I don't know how that is. Because they even said to me, well, how do you do it better than him? This was in 2006. I said, I don't know. But I do believe there's a better way to do it and a different way to do it. Maybe it's through social media, connectivity, global, I don't know. Let me understand the market, all that. And here I am.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.